5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. We're your destination for electrical products. Keep yourself safe and protected with new GFCI outlets from Legrand. They're available in a variety of finishes. Now at Menards, save big on all Legrand outlets and dimmer switches. View our entire selection of Legrand products today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
On True Crime Today, shocking new allegations against Diddy. This time, murder was the case. At least that's the accusations from Al B. Shore regarding his ex and Diddy's ex, Kim Porter, and threats and maybe even a possible attempt on his own life. We're going to break it down on True Crime Today.
This is True Crime Today. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Thanks for joining us today. Diddy, The Making of a Bad Boy, the new documentary out on Peacock, and it is groundbreaking in terms of accusations being made against the former music mogul, this time by Al B. Shore. Al B. Shore, former artist on Uptown Records, the hit song Night and Day. He was also working with Diddy on Uptown Records at the very beginnings of their career. Enter Kim Porter, who was with Al B. Shore, eventually falling for Diddy after Al B. and Kim had a son together. Diddy actually becoming the father, or at least on public record in the media, he was the father of Al B.'s son. Al B. saying it wasn't that straightforward, and it really wasn't by choice. Was there coercion? Was there threats on his own life or Kim's? If Al B. tried to get in between that relationship and claim what was rightfully his own son, these are just some of the allegations that are being made in the new documentary. I'm going to go to some clips right now from the Peacock documentary, Making of a Bad Boy. This first one, Al B. talks about his belief that Kim Porter's death really was not just natural causes, and comes out swinging. Let's take a look.
Surviving death is not a game. Being in a coma, being on a ventilator for 38 days, being septic, the 60 to 70 blood transfusions, it's a lot. It's a lot. But you know what? In hindsight, I'm glad that things transpired the way they did, because this journey has prepared me for another level. I've made a decision to go hard as it relates to opening the case on the miraculous death of Kim Porter, because Kimberly is gone, because she is going to be Cassie Ventura, which is blowing the lid off of this entire situation.
Very strong allegations coming from Al B. Shore. The question is, was it murder? Did Kim Porter die of natural causes, or did someone intervene? She did have lobar pneumonia. That's what doctors had said, but what brought it on? Did she get the care that she needed? She had money. She still had the care of Diddy, although they weren't together at the time, but still respect. Or was it? At least on the outside, it appeared like respect. It appeared like grieving when she passed. Or is that just what Diddy wanted it to look like? What did Kim know? If we know what we know about Cassie and some of his other exes, probably quite a bit. Probably quite a bit that Diddy didn't want out there. Was it enough for murder? Or is just this a perfect storm of weird coincidences that look like something that it's not? No charges have ever been brought against Diddy for murder. There is no evidence of it other than claims made by friends, former acquaintances, former lovers, and people very close to the scene, such as Al B. Shore. Let's take another look at another clip from this documentary. This is Al B. talking about the last time he spent a moment with Kim Porter and just how shocking it was to find out of her death just days later.
She was looking amazing. She was healthy. She was fantastic. It was 2-3 weeks prior to her, am I supposed to say allegedly? November 15th, the day I'll never forget. I was on my way to film the opening packages for the BET Awards. Phone rings and it's a dear friend of mine, and she says, did you hear about Kimberly? And I said, what about Kimberly? I just saw her. She says, I don't know, but I've heard that Kimberly has died.
Kim Porter had been found dead at home, and an autopsy showed that it was from complications from pneumonia. She was young. She was 47 years old.
Who is dying from pneumonia? Seriously, pneumonia, and it dies so quickly? Like, people get pneumonia every day and don't die. That doesn't seem like a natural cause.
But I do think, at least I owe it to Kimberlina to share just a small portion of her truth. After Sean begins to see Kimberly, Kimberly and I remain friends. She starts to confide in me. What she did say is, look, something's not right. His soul has gone completely dark, like he's just not there. She made me promise on her son Quincy Taylor Brown's life not to ever reveal, because she was in complete fear of my life. What I do know and what I can share at this stage is that before her death, she was keeping a diary and things of that nature. Someone got the passcode to her phone and her computer, and they found out that she was writing what was going on behind closed doors. The public had no idea what was happening, right? Let's just say there's a lot that goes on in the industry, which is not my job to uncover, but it's something that's been going on in the industry, and those who speak about it usually meet their demise.
Very strong claims. Why is everyone dying? Not just Kim Porter, but other people around Diddy, other people who may know or did know more about him. Maybe things he didn't want to have come out in public, as it all is now. Very interesting and deep look into what was going on around the world of Diddy at that point in time. Here he is diving deeper into that subject.
This person was telling a story. This person was writing a book. This person was about to tell the truth. Why is everybody dead? Oh, it's a coincidence. Get the fuck out of here. July 12th was a very interesting day. That was the day that I went down. It's not the first, second, or third time that I've been in that position where I actually went down. I can't say too much at this moment. I can say this. July 12th, I was entered into one of the hospitals here. I was basically done. They were sending me to hospice. There was nothing else they can do, so they're going to send him to die. And what transpired in between, from what I found out later, I was in a coma, having multi-system organ failure. Every organ is working off of a machine except for the liver, even in the middle of me going through this tsunami of a medical crisis. Every single person I was mindful enough to remember, I kept a record of every single one of you who was sent to set me up to assist in the attempted murder of Al Bishour. You're in the file.
That's his warning to anybody who may know about what was going on. And now finally someone looking deeper into it. And why wouldn't you? If you think that you may have been the target, keep in mind this mysterious illness that Al B got came around the same time that he started speaking out against Diddy or Kim Porter, or not against Kim Porter, but about Kim Porter, questioning. What happened? Was this just a normal death? Wasn't the first time, though, that he thought maybe someone was out to get him. Someone that didn't want secrets exposed. Someone that wanted to control every aspect of his life. And that meant Kim Porter as well. It meant Al Bishour should be out of the picture. Let's take a look at another clip from that documentary.
You promise on our son's life, you know, just stay out of the way. Don't get involved. Being told, please, don't do that tough guy Mount Vernon shit. You will get killed. Kimberly said, don't get involved. You will get killed. Even to the point where I remember, oh, yeah, no, I can't go into that. There's legal proceedings going on right now, so this would be, but yeah, I will share that at some point. But yeah, this, it's part of evidence, and I'm going to have to refrain from this part of this segment. Let's just say you got to listen to Kimberly. Because not only was she trying to save me, she was putting her own life in danger.
You got to listen to Kimberly, a woman who's been deceased since 2018. Her body still in existence. She was not cremated. Is she in the casket? I guess that's a legitimate question to ask, considering all of the maneuvers that Diddy seemed to have gone to hide his actions. And again, not saying he was involved in this in any way, shape, or form, but hypothetically, if you were, you probably wouldn't want a body around to be re-examined. Or maybe you're so confident you think no one will ever come back and look at this. Maybe that'll be another piece of the downfall of Diddy. So many questions in this case. Thankfully, someone is digging for the answers. Another major claim made in the documentary on Peacock, Diddy, the Making of a Bad Boy, are allegations against Diddy's mom, Janice, close childhood friend who even lived with Diddy in the same house as a child with Janice, makes claims that this wasn't a normal upbringing. If mom had a party, it wasn't just a few women or a few couples or whatever coming over for dinner and playing some games and going to bed. No. These parties involve pimps and hoes. I'm not trying to be crass or anything, but this is how it is described in the documentary. That these are the type of people he was around. His mom allegedly bringing in women for Diddy and his friends, you know, to keep them happy, like moms do when their teenage boys are hanging around the house. Rampant drug use, alcohol, and God knows what would go in Janice's home. The claims are scary. They go back many, many years, but does explain a recipe, if true, as to why Diddy maybe thought, or rather was conditioned, to have a lifestyle of freak-offs. Let's take a look at some of the claims from the documentary Diddy, The Making of a Bad Boy, now on Peacock.
So here's the deal. Because Sean had no dad, all he had was his mom. Sean's house, our house, there was always things going on. On the weekend, you partied in the house. And we did that a lot. He was around all type of alcohol. He was around reefer smoke. He was around drug addicts, around lesbians, around homosexuals. He was around pimps and pushers. That was just who was in our house. People that attended the parties were from Harlem and from the streets.
I wasn't at the Janice Combs parties, but some things I heard. She had like a little crew of chicks that would come around and, you know, she made sure everybody was comfortable.
At night, it wouldn't be a thing to mistakenly walk into one of the bedrooms and you got a couple in there butt naked. That's what we were privy to. This is what we were fed. Was it desensitizing us? I'm sure it was. Were we aware of it? No. That was just Saturday night.
If you grow up in a very sexualized environment, that's going to shape their sexual template in terms of what are appropriate boundaries, what's acceptable. And when you have a lot of unresolved trauma, the trauma doesn't go away just because you have all that access to wealth and power and no guardrails. The trauma is there and is still unresolved. And you just have more resources to do more damage with.
So is that how it all started? Is that what the template has been for Diddy into adulthood? Living a life of excess, living a life of doing whatever you want financially, because he was well off as a child, and sexually as well, because it was so normalized. Certainly does not excuse anything. One can grow up a victim of abuse and say, no more, not doing this. And one can go into adulthood and perpetrate it on the next generation. And it keeps going. That's why it's a vicious cycle. Because it's normalized. And if somebody has an appetite for that and the norm doesn't satisfy them anymore, we've seen it time and time again. People go to great lengths to satisfy their sexual quests or desires. And Diddy seemingly was certainly one of them. What did it include, though? Were there minors involved? Was this all consensual, as his attorneys are now arguing to the court? These are adults. You can't prosecute consensual sex. True. But how do you know they're consenting adults when you literally have hundreds of people saying they went to Diddy's house, were drugged, did participate in these things, have little to no memory of it, and certainly did not get to a level of intoxication that they had any control over, and they were coerced into these actions? When you're drunk, when you're high, when you're on something and you don't have control, yeah, you may look like you're having a good time. Is that you? Is that where you want it to be? Or did somebody put you into that state so they could take advantage of you? That's the question that's being asked in the civil cases and, of course, the federal case against Sean Diddy Combs. Keep in mind, the feds don't tend to go take charges out on somebody that they don't know they have the goods on. More shocking allegations. Will murder go beyond the documentary and the accusations made by Albie Shore? We'll have to see. Would not be surprising if a civil case for wrongful death pops up here in the coming weeks. That's our report for today. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for joining us.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, How to Best Kill Somebody with a Knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.